Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker, the late, great Joe Cocker, bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Knight is our guest, our good friend, co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs. The website is financial-intelligence.com. Is that right?
No,
literacy.
Business-literacy.com.
That's it. Business-literacy.com. Don't listen to me, folks. Listen to Joe. All right, Joe, we're talking about how to value a business. You talked to us earlier about EBITDA, which is very important. We also talked about discounting cash flow, which is good for people who haven't performed yet really that much in terms of maybe their newer businesses. What are some other ways?
Well, you know, there's four ways we talk about in the toolkit that I'm writing for Harvard. Two other ways, and this is another way that you look at a small startup business, is you value it by multiples of revenue. Sometimes a business wants to get into a new customer base or a new product, and so they'll look at the revenue of a business, whether it's profitable or not, and they're really buying the revenue. Obviously, that multiple is going to be much lower than an EBITDA multiple, but a lot of technology companies sell for multiples of revenue. You know, you're a public company and you see a business with a nice technology, they haven't got to break even yet, but they have a few million dollars of revenue, and they say, you know, we'll pay you 1.5 times the revenue for that because we'd like to try to make that more efficient and add it to our customers, to our product base. Now, the other way, in the finance industry, a lot of people like to look at book value and multiples of book value. It's also used in the stock market. So the book value is simply the equity on your balance sheet. So, in other words, if you're a bank, you have a lot of assets, and your assets minus your liabilities is simply your equity on your balance sheet. And if your equity is $1 million, banks might say, you know, we usually pay about 1.5 times your book value, so that you pay $1.5 million for that finance business. So, those are the four kind of most predominant ways I see valuation done. I've seen valuation experts actually take a weighted average of the four.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens if you buy a piece of commercial property. A qualified appraiser is going to do the market approach, the cost approach, and the replacement approach. I guess. I mean, I'm sorry. The market, the cost, and replacement. I guess those are the three. And then they're going to give you an appraisal based on the average.
Right, and that's kind of what people do with valuation. If you get an outside appraiser, you know, you're looking to sell a business to a partner and you have an outside party do an appraisal, they'll say, we're going to go 70% or 60% EBITDA multiple, another 20 or 30% based on discounted cash flow, and we're going to look at multiple of revenue or book value as the third method and take a weighted average. And, you know, you might negotiate and debate that. Another thing you need to remember is a lot of people say, well, if I can get my EBITDA up to $1 million this year, I'm going to be there because I'm 5 times, you know, I'm going to make $5 million, so I'll get a 5 times multiple. Well, if I'm looking at your business and your EBITDA went from $1 million to $2 million to $3 million, you know, in 3 years, I'm going to take a weighted average of those 3 years.
Well, unless I could show you that I had been operating earlier in a way that wouldn't be the way you would have operated. Unless I can show you that, look, I've been operating this business for myself for 20 years. 3 years ago, I decided I wanted to sell it, and I wanted to demonstrate to you what this could do if you operated the way you would operate, not the way I operated it.
Yeah, so that's perfect. That's what a seller would say. Say, you know what, this last year is more indicative of the business.
I took my wife off payroll. I took my son-in-law off payroll. They weren't showing up anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's
exactly right, Jim.
I quit buying a new Rolls Royce every year, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and as a buyer, I'm going to say, show me those numbers and prove it to me and everything else. But I'm going to want to take a weighted average.
Because if you don't, here's the thing, Joe, if you don't recast, and folks, this is what Joe talks about in his program, if you don't recast this, your financials before the buyer gets there, they'll recast them after they get there.
That's exactly right. And so you need to be in a position to understand what they're looking at. And if you haven't delivered numbers on your statements, it's really hard to justify a value for your business. And it's also hard to get a good discounted cash flow projection.
Mm-hmm.
I often talk about Warren Buffett. You know, the way Warren Buffett values a business is simply by discounted cash flow. He looks at businesses, projects out what he thinks they can do based on their last 10 years.
Right.
And then he figures out what he thinks they're
stock. And he also looks at the future and sees whether that industry is going to be viable for that period he's projecting too.
Right. He figures out if they have what he calls a sustainable competitive advantage.
He keeps it pretty simple. Hey, Joe, thanks again for being here. Good job. Good job. You come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Business-literacy.com, right?
Yep, you got it.
All right, so check out the website, folks. Joe Knight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.